Deer cattle futures softened on Tuesday. Agricultural producer sentiment increased marginally from June to July, according to the latest Ag Economy Barometer, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 3rd of August. Cattle futures weakened Tuesday, pressured by lower wholesale beef prices, the weaker cash outlook, and worries about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan potentially straining the already frayed relationship between the U.S. and China. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.08 lower, from 57 cents to $1.65 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 17 cents lower, except for 2 cents higher in June. Grain and soybean futures closed lower again Tuesday, with weather pressure and steady crop condition ratings week to week and year over year. Corn futures closed 11 to 15 cents lower through SEP of 23, and then mostly 5 to 8 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 12 to 19 cents lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in the Western Corn Belt through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few live trades at $143 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Elsewhere, trade was at a standstill. Last week, live prices were $135 in the Southern Plains, $138 in Nebraska, and $141 to $145 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $225 in Nebraska and $224 to $228 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.14 lower Tuesday afternoon at $268.46 hundredweight. Select was $1.35 lower at $241.55. Volume was light, but calves and feeder cattle traded steady to higher at the weekly Tuesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to $5 higher, with instances of $10 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $5 higher in a limited test. Also in Missouri, steers at most weights sold firm to $8 higher at Keenesville Livestock Auction, where there are 1,761 head. Heifers sold steady to $5 higher. Finally, ball and calves sold unevenly steady at Imperial Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are just 902 head. Yearling steers sold steady to $5 higher, and yearling heifers traded a dollar higher. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices settled lower Tuesday with the aforementioned concerns about increased tension between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 402 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 27 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 20 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 53 cents to $1.17 higher through the front six contracts. Agricultural producer sentiment increased 6 points from June to July to a reading of 103, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index of current conditions rose 10 points to 109, and the index of future expectations rose 4 points to 100. However, all three indices were still 23 to 24% lower than a year earlier. Even though we saw a slight uptick in sentiment this month, there's still a tremendous amount of uncertainty in the agricultural economy, says James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture. He explains key commodity prices, including wheat, corn, and soybeans, all weakened during the month, and producers remain concerned over rising input prices and input availability. Producers' views on farmland values diverged during the month as the short-term farmland value index declined 9 points to 127, while the long-term index rose 9 points to 150. The short-term index is down 20% from its peak reading in 2021, while the long-term index is only 6% lower than the peak reached last year. Short-term, there is a shift away from expectations that farmland values will go higher, with more producers in July expecting values to remain about the same. According to Minterk, the short-run and long-term farmland indices don't always move in tandem, but the magnitude of this month's divergence between the short and long-term indices is unusual. He adds, producers who expect values to rise over the upcoming 5 years continue to say that non-farm investor demand and inflation are the two primary reasons they expect values to rise. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agricultural producers' responses to a telephone survey. This month's survey was conducted between July 11th and 15th. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 3rd of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.